There was a roll of drums. The host drew himself up and cried out his announcement in a strong, sonorous voice above the drums.
Masters of all planets, lords of the great and powerful realms of 16 universes, may I now introduce to your august presence Lord Johnny, he who embodies the spirit of Earth.
A trumpet fanfare cut through and rose above the drums. The clear, piercing notes rose into the air. Johnny came walking down the aisle. He was walking slowly, heavily, commanding, as though he weighed 1,000 pounds. He was dressed in black and silver, and he carried a silver wand. But it wasn't silver. It looked so. But when the light caught it on the slightest movement, it flashed with blindingly bright rainbow colors. He came to the platform, stepped up, moved behind the table, and turned. At that instant, a mind spotlight placed just above the door flamed on. He stood there in black and silver, and yet a blaze of living color. He did not speak. Feet apart, not blocked from their view by the table, he held the silver wand between his two hands and simply looked at them with a stern and even disdainful expression. Dominant. This was impressive enough to the emissaries. Even though they were used to pomp and tended to discount it, they would have been respectful of this display. But there was something else. That beast on the helmet. It looked alive. The trick of the light, the play of the silver metal that flashed, the glowing red coals of eyes, whatever it was, it looked alive. Was he wearing a live, winged beast on his helmet? Lord Schleim would have none of it. Unfortunately, there had been a slight slip which played directly into his hands. When one word meant several things in Cyclo, it required a slight change of inflection or tone to make it have the different meaning. The word spirit in Cyclo could also mean mind, angel, or devil. And although the communicator had used the right inflection for spirit, Lord Schleim chose to accept a different inflection. The Tolnep sprang up as though striking from cover.
Lords and august emissaries,
he said with an acid hiss.
I challenge the right of this devil to speak. We have seen no credentials.
Sir,
said Johnny.
I could not quite hear you. What did you say?
Lord Schleim whirled on him. He began savagely.
I said...
Yes,
said Johnny, waving his wand.
I beg your pardon, your lordship. It was merely your uncouth Tolnep accent, quite provincial. Can you understand him, my lords?
They laughed. It was true that Schleim had a bit of an accent, due probably to his fangs and having to hiss. Tolneps were really quite rural. They had only one planet, and that was quite distant from the center of things.
You devil,
hissed Schleim.
No violence in such a meeting. I'm quite certain I nor the truly worthy emissaries in this gathering desire your ejection from it.